This is South Carolina Public Radio. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. This story is about a teenager who overcame an eating disorder. Some of the details may be sensitive. For their privacy, we are not identifying either the mother or daughter in this story. The teenage girl's mother says she discovered her daughter's eating disorder because of a random phone check.
I saw a search in her Safari that said, "Why am I not losing weight when I don't eat?" So that sparked a conversation, a very hard conversation that we had to have with her.
The mother began putting the pieces together. She realized her daughter's frequent headaches were a result of not eating enough. Also, her daughter would isolate herself in her bedroom around mealtimes, and her daughter had become very anxious.
She started picking the skin off of her leg, the top of her leg. And it's heartbreaking to think, you know, that your child feels like they have to physically hurt themselves to live, and it just rips your heart out.
Her daughter was diagnosed with anorexia nervosa, one of the most common types of eating disorders. And then she was hospitalized.
She spent one night in the intensive care. Her heart rate was down in the 40s. She spent a week at Prisma on the children's floor trying to get her calorie intake up to 1,800 calories so that we could be discharged. They did start her on medicine for anxiety, which is what we were thinking all this was stemming from.
The family was then connected to Dr. Michael Guyton Nunley, an adolescent medicine specialist with Prisma Health in Greenville. His office is the only freestanding adolescent and young adult office in the state of South Carolina.
When they came to the hospital and were stabilized, that's when we started our conversations, and we continued our conversations completely through telemedicine visits, which has been a pretty amazing experience. They now have access to the specialty level of care to take care of their eating disorder without having to travel miles and hours to get it.
This family lives 3 hours away from Dr. Guyton's office in Greenville. But thanks to telehealth, they were still able to receive treatment from his team of specialists.
With eating disorders, it's very important to have a team. I kind of say you got to get your Avengers together.
These Avengers include a physician, a therapist, a nutritionist, and a psychiatrist.
There's really not a way to treat eating disorders in a silo, and that's why we have a team approach here at Prisma Health, because we've realized these disorders can sometimes be too big for one provider, one person, one parent to overcome.
That's Dr. Megan Zappatelli, a child and adolescent psychiatrist with Prisma Health.
So we really focus on looking at what is the core driver behind the disordered eating and making sure that we're zooming out enough to treat all of the components of a person's health, which includes their mental, their physical, and their nutritional health.
The patient's mother says that the team approach worked. Her daughter met virtually with each specialist throughout the treatment.
It was very, very helpful to have all of them on board because they all brought a different piece of knowledge to the table.
She says her daughter was able to make a full recovery, and she hopes that this was a learning experience for her daughter.
I hope that she has learned that your body and your brain need nutrition to stay alive and to keep you functioning and working. I'm hoping that she will be able to go off to college like she plans and be successful.
I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.